The Great Storm, page 46. Caught in a snowstorm just before Christmas. That's what happened to the Bullaby children one day at school. Here is Lisa's story.
Shall I tell you about the great storm which came just before Christmas? It was the worst storm Father could remember, he said. Every day from the beginning of December, as we set off for school, Lars used to say,
There'll be no snow at Christmas this year, you'll see.
It made me sad every time he said it, as I was longing for a white Christmas. But day after day passed, and not the least little snowflake came floating down. But in Christmas week itself, as we sat in school doing arithmetic, Pip suddenly cried,
Oh, look, it's snowing!
And it was. We were so pleased, we all began shouting. And teacher told us to stand up and sing a song we knew called, Now Has Winter Come Indeed. When we went out into the schoolyard at break, there was a thin white covering of snow. We trampled out a large figure of eight in the snow and ran round and round it shouting, Hurrah! Hurrah! But Lars said,
This is all the snow there'll be.
When we went to school next day, however, there was so much snow that we had to plough our way through it, and it was still snowing. But Lars said,
This is the last of the snow, and there'll be plenty of time for it to melt before Christmas Day.
But he was absolutely wrong. When we reached the school, it began to snow more than ever. It snowed so hard that it was quite white outside the window, and it was impossible to see even across the schoolyard. It went on the whole day, and then it began to blow too. It blew and snowed and blew, till at last our teacher grew anxious and said,
I don't know how you Bullaby children are going to get home today.
She asked us whether we would like to stay the night with her, and we would have liked to do so very much indeed, but we knew that they would all be anxious at home if we did not come. So we said we had better go. She sent us home at once before it grew dark. It was 1 o'clock when we left school, and oh, what deep snowdrifts there were already! And how it blew! We had to walk almost bent double.
Have you had enough snow now?
Cried Britta angrily to Lars.
It isn't Christmas yet, said Lars.
But we could scarcely hear what he said because of the wind. We walked and walked and walked. We held hands so that we should not lose each other. The snow was high above my knees, and when it is like that, it is difficult to walk quickly. The wind blew right through us until we were so frozen that we had no feeling in our toes and fingers and noses. Finally, my legs were so tired that I told Lars I wanted to rest for a moment.
Not on your life, said Lars.
Anna was tired too and wanted to rest, but Lars said it was dangerous. Then Anna and I began to cry, for we thought we should never get home to Bullaby again. We had only got halfway when suddenly Ollie said,
We'll go into the cobbler. He can't eat us.
Anna and I wanted to go into the cobbler's even if he did eat us. It was blowing so hard that we were almost blown in through the cobbler's door. He was not very pleased to see us.
What are you kids doing out in this sort of weather?
He asked.